to be covered with chametz.
That's what's there.
So if he,
but they say the bracha shouldn't.
All right, so he's davening for the yom, but he has to. Right. Okay. Sin and Zion. Didn't the Baruch Bechel told us Mayim? No,
we did. So what are we up to?
Sif Beis we're up to. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but we did it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Who did it? Okay, you did the whole Sidon Zion? Okay. He prepared? Okay. So you can do it every night. If you do it without preparing, so tell me about it. Sidon Ches. Hilchas Sitzes Va'atifoso. Ubo Yud Zion Se'ifin. Yesate Pitzitzes. This is 005, and it's Tuesday night. Rosh Chodesh! What happened to that? We used to have Rosh Chodesh paying. Look, it's nothing like that. Give over things to other people. That's what happens. Sif Aleph, Yesate Pitzitzes via Varech Ma'umad. That happens to be a funny lashon. It's Yesate Pitzitzes semicolon. You know, you make the bracha before the itur. So it's Yisatei Petzitzes, semicolon. Mishnah Berurah says, Mi'arach HaNetilas Yadayim. We'll see later about Talas Kotan, Talas Godol. Now we're just learning the basic halacha. So as you get dressed, theoretically at least, you should make a bracha over the mitzvah tzitzes. Kadesh L'Yelech Arbamas below tzitzes. So you put it on immediately, because you don't want to go Arbamas below tzitzes. So, and once you're putting on the tzitzis, you have a varech movement, you make the bracha, and you make it standing up. So again, the technicality of the way we, whether we should make a bracha on the talis cotton, depending on when we put on the talis gadol, we'll see later on in the siman. That this shouldn't be considered the halacha psuka about that. But you know, first comes the basic halacha. You start the tzitzis as soon as possible. And you're doing the mitzvah sitzes, so you have to make a bracha. And it should all be standing up. But Saloma and the Mishnah Berurah explains, so Atifa, both the Atifa, which is the donning of the tzitz, of the beged of tzitzes. When we say tzitzes, of course, we're using it as shorthand to refer to the beged and its tzitzes. Tzitzes refers to the chutim, the strings. Beged's the beged, but you know, we call it tzitzes. Especially since we have usually a beged that's miyuchad for tzitzit, for the mitzvah of tzitzit. We wouldn't wear that beged otherwise. So we call it tzitzit. So atifa, the putting on, which is the maisa mitzvah, which is the mitzvah, v'abracha, shteyan v'amidu. Atifa, when you perform a mitzvah, you should ideally be standing. Mishum d'chsiv lachem, just like by Sfir Saima, we stand, we have the same drasha. So here it says, Yusuf lachem, the Ophinim Zereshova meyoymer, t'chsiv gamkein lachem. Where does it say lachem? G'dilim ta'ase loch. It says loch. Asu lachem tzitzis. V'ayol lachem litzitzis. Okay. Lachem. Yafinim zereshova meyoymer dichsev gamkim lochem. Uvoyim dichsev mehochol chermesh bakoma. Adrashina bakoima. Okay, so that's really a general rule that a mitzvah should preferably be performed when standing. Ba'abracha mishum dekom pichsa mitzvahs. Tzarchli is bamidu is a noted in that the bracha over the mitzvah should be said standing. Urak lechatchila. V'diyevet yotzev v'shneyem b'chol gavni. It's not ma'akiv, not the performance of the mitzvah and not the bracha. The scheme of the achrayim de lachatchila tzarchlius habracha kaidem atifa. In other words, oivel asiyosam means before you put it on, before the atifa. Even though I say the lashon hamachaber would sound a little not like that, because you could theoretically start the atifa, and before you do the complete atifa, the way we'll be learning, you would make the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying not like that. You do it as you're holding the talis behind you, and you're about to make the atifa, that's when you make the bracha. Taina b'shashu also biyodu, you're already holding it v'rotza l'satipo, and you're about to do the atifa. Tzehu oiver la'asiyos on mamish v'lo yakti b'shashu daina talas mukupelas. Why the Mishnah Berurah says mukupelas, which means folded up, I don't know. You shouldn't even do it when you're holding the talis, let's say, in front of you, and it's not mukupol anymore. You shouldn't make the bracha then, but rather when it's already like this and you're about to put it on. Mishnah Berurah is like a little, you know, shvera loshen. Dazel over the over. This is, it's a loshen in the Rishonim and Psachim. You make the bracha evel asiyasim below over the over. Not 2 steps before. When you're about to do the mitzvah, not when you're, not 1 step before that. You don't make the bracha on tefillin when you're taking it out of the case, or when you're unrolling it, or when you're about to put it up your hand. But you make the bracha when you're about to do the mitzvah, right before. So here also you make the bracha when you're holding it already like this. Seder atifaso. So he's talking about the talis gadol now, and in Siv Gimel, which we'll learn a mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll be talking about the talis katan. So right now we're talking about the talis gadol. You know, he's still like in the Gemara's time, he's getting dressed, and his talis gadol is maybe his regular beged that he's wearing. And he has this thing that that totally enwraps him, not the talis katan. So he has something the equivalent of a talis gadol. He's getting dressed. So seder atifaso. Now atifa could be one of 2 things. It could either mean to cover the rosh, atifas harosh, or it could mean perhaps to be mechaseh the guf. Now it doesn't really say atifa anywhere in the mitzvah of tzitzis. If you look at the Torah, in all the psukim of tzitzis, it doesn't say the word atifa. It says the word beged. You're wearing a beged. But the lashon, we know that the bracha that Chazal instituted in the bracha is lehisatei petzitzis. So now, machlokes rishonim, what that signifies. Some rishonim say that signifies that you need atifas harosh, and that's officially atifa. Some say that in context, the word atifa merely means kisui, and it just means kisui haguf. The word atifa would mean the rosh, kisui means kisui haguf. So this is what we do. Seder atifaso. We try to be yaitz everybody. Seder atifaso. Kederech bnei yodom shemiskasim b'ksusam. So the ikar halacha is we saying it means to cover the body. Shemiskasim b'ksusam. Loiskim b'malachdom. Bama b'kisei roish. Bama b'gili roish. That doesn't matter. B'nachon shiachasa rosho b'talis. That he's, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what the reason for that is, what the Mechaber means by that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel. Abu gab de mevarchina l'sateif kisui haguf l'chudi havi ituf hu ikara ituf. That's what ituf primarily means. Kisui haguf v'arvei drachim shemenichem atal. He says v'arvei drachim, I don't know why arvei drachim shemenichem atal is pshu mekupol. They wear it like a scarf. And this is not so simple. Why not? Because later on in the Siman, we'll be learning about scarves that have 4 corners and are worn like a scarf. It's not so posh as they're put up in tzitzis. But here it either means because it's just wrapped around the neck like a scarf, or it means that it being worn that way, it doesn't have a shame beged. You know, you have this beged and you're not wearing it the normal way that it's meant to be worn. You're just throwing it like a guy goes to shul from bar mitzvah, never wore a tal. The bar mitzvah boy talis they used to have in the 50s and 60s, he used to just wrap it around the neck. So that's for sure not itav. Itav is either kisui haguf or atifas harosh also. So the Mechaber paskins it's not atifas harosh. He then says v'nachon sheichas harosh b'talis, and here also he doesn't mean to do atifa of the rishonim that hold you need atifas harosh. He means shekisui zeh, covering your head with a talis, is machnia leva adam umaviel de yirashemayim. It's a sign of achna. It's a sign of achna. Of the head, it's like the reason we're yamuk in the first place. So, if, right, it's a sign that there's something above you. You're a shemayim. So, covering your head with a talis is recommended because it adds to that aura of you're a shemayim. Vayim betaz shadaitoi tenochon shlo yosra akoba akon shal rosho beis hatfila afshu mechas rosho batalis gam king. Should have two coverings. Again, the Bach is referring to this Mechaber. You should cover your head in the Talis because it's a hachnoadik way of davening. So the Bach insists on having it even from the beginning to the end of davening. What? No. Bach holds you should always wear it. What? No. Bach kol ponim yamud kachmuta for bachos kedei hiluch dal ramos, which we'll have in a second. At least he should do a tifas harosh shir dal ramos when he makes the brach to be yotzer to be shown him that hold you need a tifas harosh even for the mitzvah. Okay, we'll see in a moment exactly how that's done. Because of a kavonas, Arizal hayimchas atalos al tzilin shel rosh. Vayimseisum chabzayin al kaponim lo yichasel gamri. Doesn't mean to totally unwrap it, because tzilin shel rosh should be somewhat gadolui. We learn it out from the pasuk even. So it means it should be like a gag on the tzilin shel rosh. That's all the Arizal did, but he didn't totally come around with it and cover it up totally. He just had it like a roof, like a gag. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah is going to describe how to put on a talis. There's the Balatanya's way. I don't know. I guess everybody does the Mishnah Berurah's way. I do the Balatanya's way. I'm not sure why. I must have decided when I got married that that's a more logical way. You can read here why if you're interested after the shiur. This shows you a picture of the Balatanya's way with an explanation of why that's a more logical way to do it. This was taken from the Mishnah Berurah on Hilchos Tzitzis. It's a Pe'er HaHalacha volume that has pictures. Does this shul have it? On Hilchos Tzitzis, they have. I made a copy of that this page and we'll hand it around. It goes. This picture is the picture that we'll be learning now in the Mishnah Berurah. This picture. Step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. That's what we'll be learning now. Where are we? Yeah. B'shas Atifa, Mechasa Rosho Bahatalis Achiagia at Piv. So Pasha means going down. You'll see here the explanation, the taina on this description, and why it's not a logical way to do things, and why the Yishmaelim certainly didn't go that way. That's here with the Balatanyas were taken from the Sefer Taimim and Hogim in the back. That's where this is from. This is the Mishnah Berurah's way. So you cover your at Piv. To the taina, some achrayim have that you can't see anything. You're really, it's like sort of on a slant. And if you look down the way a good Jew is always supposed to look down, so you could see down. So you're not totally blind if you look down. Umashlich kol ha'arba tzitzios litzad small dehiluch dalaramis. That's figure 2 in this series. There's a further hakpoda in some achrayim that first you take the 2 tzitzis of tzad yamin and you put that back and you wait like a second and then you take 2 small ones and you complete it. This doesn't have a picture. I wrote it in. I wrote in the description of what some say you should do it that way. There's a reason to do it that way. You don't have to be so makrid. More al pi kabbalah than anything else. Bachakach yoser atifa, and then you just take down the atifa. You stand that way because they look dalal alus. You say your psukim there. He doesn't bring down. Bachakach yoser atifa chas shal roish yanira ktsas, like the Arizal we just described. The yamid kolachul meltit is al makoima. You leave the mishiv dalal. Zehu atifa shiyatu bolchuli alma. But the love commotion organ is on Noshim, Shemoshkin Atalas Alatsbon, Achimagia Harosh Lachatsi Orach Atalas, Umasad Fimbo, that's this picture here, where they put their, they're like in the center of the talus. Dezehu Eino Nikra Tifa. I guess because now you're totally blinded and you can't see anything. So that's not a tifa. I'm the white gun of Chavdal and Amal Aleph. Mashem B'Gemara, this is what someone yelled at me tonight. Shabokhalo Ayam B'chasa Rosh B'tala Tafilu Hu Talmud Chacham. But if they want to daven for the Amud in this shul and they don't have a hat, they're going to have to, that's all. Okay, that's it. Pass this around. You can read this. Very interesting. If you have a time in the oven at home. When I was a kid, no good Jewish home was without a time in the oven. But now I think it's been taken over by other more up-to-date Kibbutz Chassos. That was the Bible when I was a kid. Time in the oven. When I was a kid, time in the oven was the Bible. Still is. Okay. So the picture with the four figures is the way you're supposed to do it. That's what we learned in the Mishnah.